Mayor? Yeah, if you just hand it to me, we'll split them up and move them around. Floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. My name is Scott Lang. I'm the mayor of the city of New Bedford, and I have appeared before the council many times, and I just wanted to take a few minutes today, if please the chair, and I appreciate you allowing me to speak. I've just submitted a letter to the council that I'd like you to please post on your record. It basically has points that we've discussed in the past. I know council members certainly have been involved in this debate, as well as different members of the industry and elected officials. The latest reports indicate a fairly significant loss in the ground fish fleet, and I know our governor now, Governor Deval Patrick, has asked that an emergency declaration be declared by Secretary Bryson, and that the amount of the loss be compensated in some way through a mitigation program. And I know the City of New Bedford and Gloucester certainly support this initiative, and I just want to let the council know that we would appreciate any and all help that the council might be able to bring regarding the governor's request. In addition, it came to our attention that a group of fishermen, many of whom I know and work with, have indicated that they believe the catch share system needs to be reformed, rethought, but not abandoned. And I want to set something for the record. First, I think the entire discussion about the catch share system and all fishery management systems is designed to, from our perspective, provide a balance between conservation and sustainability of the industry and the port cities and the fishing families. I don't think at any time that anyone has outright indicated that whether it's a catch share system or any other system can't be appropriately worked through allocations that meet the needs of sustainability and also preserve conservation. The one thing that struck me, though, that I think is very important, and I think goes to everything that the council has been faced with over the last several years, is that much of the talk on the street or on the docks is that we must preserve the catch share system or any other system because of the fear of the unknown. We must preserve the catch share system and try and reform it because we'll get far worse if we don't. And the tone of that, I think, is something that continues to alarm me. It is the same tone that was brought up during the IG investigation regarding law enforcement, when people were told, you better take this deal as quickly as you can. If you don't, it's going to get a lot worse. I still have fishermen saying that if the catch share system goes away, we're back to days at sea. They'll be far more restrictive. It'll clearly drive us out of business. My gut feeling is this process should be one that is nurturing from the standpoint of people developing trust. And the idea that people come in and say, well, if you knock out catch shares, they're really going to be punitive, then wait to see what they do to us next, is completely inappropriate. And I think that still continues to be an underwriting theme regarding reforming the system, reforming rulemaking. No one's asking to change rules so that we can have more arbitrary or capricious rules. We're trying to come up with rules that involve real science, real time, that allow for conservation at all costs, but sustaining an industry. And I think that really is something that needs, over the next several years, and now as the IG is going to start looking at rulemaking, and as we continue to pursue what we believe is egregious conduct in the courts, my feeling is this can all be overcome by simply having open dialogue that leads to trust. But when I have fishermen say, and they write a letter indicating that, don't scrap the system because we fear we'll get worse and we'll be back to a days at sea that has less days, less fish, it misses the entire point. We can have a great system here working with all of us working together that does provide for a meaningful harvest, a meaningful living for the families and for sustained port cities without compromising on the conservation issue. We indicated that ground fish was going to be a tremendous consolidation. We're told, well, there may be. It's far more than tremendous. It's very dramatic. It's having a real effect in the port cities, and I think now your reports are beginning to document it. And the idea, just one last thing, the idea that somehow, as long as this box is filled with money, it'll be okay. As long as the money that is in this box is the same as it used to be, we'll be okay. Misses the whole point of consolidation. We know fish are going to, if they're scarce, they'll rise in price. We know that if there are only a few boats, they'll bring the fish in and they'll make all the money. You will consolidate the infrastructure, the fleet, and all of the jobs by having an approach that says as long as they still gross the same, it all works out. This is microeconomics. It is not something where you simply say, well, the gross is met within the industry, therefore it must be healthy. There's a dramatic consolidation going around. You can see it in any port city, and in places like New Bedford, you can see it dramatically by all the boats being tied up. It affects everything from your fishing fleet, and you know all the ancillary industries. I don't have to go through them in any way. You know them. You know what it takes to be a fishing port. It also, though, affects literally everything from car sales, foreclosures, bankruptcies, families staying together, kids, quality of life. So we have to look at this a little more in depth when it comes to an analysis. And we have to start building some trust here. And I wanted to just come by. The letters that I've attached was a letter from the group of fishermen basically saying, well, here are the ingredients we need, but let's not scrap a system. I'm not hell-bent on scrapping any system, and neither is the industry. We're trying to find a system that works, that's fair. And last, let's all put our heads together and try and solve this observer problem. We're constantly putting our finger in the dike now. I've said many times, put observers on airliners, okay, call them sky marshals, put some high-tech camera and some sort of analysis system on the vessels. Let's not, though, put ourselves in a situation where next year we're going to figure out a way to scrap our way through a subsidy for observers, but eventually that's going to go away, and that'll be the tipping point that'll have more boats tied up. Let's get ahead of it now. The technology exists. Let's figure out a way to wire up the boats so we don't need observers any longer. We track everything the boat does now. Let's track what comes in and what stays in. So thank you very much for letting me interrupt. I apologize. I was out of town yesterday. I did want to come by and say, I know there is some great talk going on, Chairman. I know there are things taking place that are helpful. But I just wanted to reiterate that we still have a long way to go before we're able to say that we've resolved the issue of trust. So thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mayor Lane. Our next item is the eco item.